And now, to round out this self-mastery course, I want to share with you some more important aspects of Zen. The 10 Zen precepts of moral conduct and the 6 paramitas of the Bodhisattva. Each set of guidelines is self-explanatory and offers advice to accelerate the process of liberation. We'll begin with the 10 Zen precepts. Number 1 of the 10 precepts is not to kill. This means not only to literally kill, but to help yourself to really live by developing detached mind. Number 2 is not to steal. This means not only not to literally steal, but to give to others. In Zen, if you don't practice donation or giving, you're stealing from your own potential illumination. Number 3 is not to misuse sexuality. This means that the person having sex with another must consider his own happiness, that of his companion, and of the third person who will be most affected by the act. If these 3 concerned people can be satisfied, then sex falls within the natural law of human beings. Number 4 is not to lie. This means not only not to lie to others, but to avoid the lie of pride. Number 5 is not to misuse intoxicants. This means not to be drunken or to harm the health of your body or mind by using any intoxicants to excess. Number 6 is not to slander. This means to shun gossip, slander, and verbal abuse of any kind. Be truthful and loving with your words. Number 7 is not to insult. This means never to purposely hurt someone else with words. They will always come back to you through cause and effect. Number 8 is not to covet. This means not wanting to get more than you need. Not being greedy and ungenerous towards others who may be in greater need than yourself. Number 9 is not to anger. Anger is always a protection against pain, but once you realize the pain exists only because you allow it to exist, you can cease to be angry. Number 10 is not to slander the all that is. This also means to become aware that you are part of the all. All right.